This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Alan Moore, who is a columnist with championat.com, which is Russia's leading sports portal. So live from Russia now, we join Alan. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's afternoon here in the snow and the sun.
And as far as this match is concerned, a crucial match in Group D, the group is really beginning to take shape now and inseparable as far as the betting is concerned for this game. The Republic 17-10, the draw 21-10 and Poland 17-10. The Republic of Ireland, Alan, must have been disappointed not to have got anything out of that game against Scotland in their last qualifier. Because if we're going to assume Germany gain automatic qualification, this is a really crucial game now, this one.
Well, you know, going into the group, I think everybody would have been happy to have taken second or even the third place spot and have a chance of a playoff. Then after the great last, 94th minute equaliser from Sean O'Shea, really, I think the country figured, we've turned a corner, we're doing okay. But I think as anybody who's familiar with Irish football knows, we've turned so many corners that we're kind of back where we started. And I think that this match is vital. It's of all the matches that we will play in this group, this is vital because Poland come to Dublin. Poland are on a bit of a high. However, they're not unbeatable. So, you know, I think if you had asked at the start of the group, would we be in such a fairly decent position? Most people would have said, yeah, but we'd be better than Scotland. And I think that caught us out.
How do you think they will approach this match? Do you think they'll go gung-ho, thinking they need the 3 points desperately, or do you envisage a patient approach?
Personally speaking, I'd prefer them to have a patient approach. I think as Poland are not as great as I think that we as looking on are making them out to be. I mean, against Germany, they got a good win, but you know, when Germany did kind of catch them, they were catching them. So I would hope that Ireland will go out and just at least contain Poland and try to catch them on the break. There are a couple of good Polish players, but you know, Ireland still should be able to match them man for man.
It's interesting, isn't it, Alan? Because you look at Poland, you know, the top of the group, it all looks rosy. But you think to yourself, well, they've actually played Gibraltar and Georgia away from home already. So not only have they obviously won those two games, but they've scored 11 goals in those two away games. This is their first genuine test for me going away from home. Now, admittedly, they drew last May with Germany in a friendly away from home. But other than those two games, they haven't been scoring that many goals in games. England beat them 2-0 in World Cup qualifiers before the last World Cup, and Ukraine beat them by a goal to nil. So, you know, if Republic of Ireland can go into it confidently, I think they can get something out of it. You know, they put a four past the USA, of course, didn't they, Republic, in that friendly in November? And you know, USA aren't a team of mugs by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I mean, look, the USA. I mean, okay, recent result aside, I mean, they're a good, strong, you know, experienced outfit. Same as Poland. However, I've seen this season a couple of the Polish players playing here in Russia. They play with Terek Grozny, and one of them, Rybus, he usually plays on the left wing, but he kind of drips inside every so often. He's a good player, but if you kind of just keep him busy, he's not up to much. And none of the Polish players, okay, Lewandowski, okay, he's a star. And Milik, the other striker, is a star as well. But Ireland do have a realistic chance. And, you know, personally, if Ireland don't at least get a draw, I think it'll be a bad result for Ireland. And sort of that they've underperformed.
What's your prediction for the match then, Alan?
Look, I'm Irish, so I'd love to say, oh, it's going to be a win for Ireland. But looking at it, I mean, the last five games between Ireland and Poland, it's 50-50. You know, a win each and three draws. And I think the last six games have been four draws. So I would go for a draw. I can see it's hard to choose between scoreless or 1-1. But I'd go for a draw anyway, for sure.
The draw 21-10, the 0-0 draw is 13-2 here with William Hill and the one all draw is 11-2.
Yeah, I think there could be goals in it, actually. I think I'd probably err on the side of there being a few goals because, Poland have been scoring and conceding. I think the goal scorer prices are really interesting. I mean, you mentioned Lewandowski. He's just under 2-1. You mentioned Milik there. He's 12-5 to score in the match. And it may seem a bit obvious, but, you know, Robbie Keane at 17-10. I mean, he's still in good form. He's still scoring goals, you know, in the MLS. He's got three in his last four. For that, you know, two this season. He's obviously scored in that extra time win over New England back at the end of last season as well. And obviously, you know, he scores goals for fun for his national team, doesn't he? Just absolutely fun. Well, it's 63 goals he scored for his country in total. So, I like all the prices of the goal scorers there. Just take your pick, really. I think Milik might be my favourite there at 12-5.
Yeah, Milik is a nice player. He's been schooled well in Holland. He can score goals and he has enough about him. I would say okay, a 1-1 or 2-2. I mean, Poland drew 2-2 last time out with Switzerland. So, like you said, they can concede goals, but they can score goals. Robbie Keane is scoring goals. He has that habit of getting into the box, you know, nipping a goal. And again, you know, against Poland, he's well worth the value, you know. So for him to be able to, you know, to at least go to number 64, you know, in goal scored would be excellent. So, yeah, it's definitely possible. And, of course, Darryl Murphy, if he makes an appearance as the leading scorer in the championship with Ipswich. So, you know, there is firepower on the Irish side. And if you're looking at, you know, we can't write off the MLS because if we look at the Polish team, one of their guys is playing in the Saudi League. I'd much rather my players playing in the MLS than in the Saudi League. Mm.
Thank you for your company, Alan. It's been a pleasure and good luck on Sunday night.
Thanks, and that's it, Anya.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.